The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
It's time for Deal or No Deal.
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking, regretting it, what have I done? Like, I walked into a circus. It's amazing, isn't it?
Stephen Doyle, happy Christmas to you. How are you?
Happy Christmas, Chair. Happy Christmas, Nathan. Good morning.
Happy Christmas.
Tommy Wall showed up in his elf hat. You've got the Christmas tree. That's fair enough.
Yeah, which is a few presents there just to... they're all real presents, by the way. They're not just fakes.
Are they for you? Did you buy yourself some presents?
No.
Is fake presents still a thing? I often wondered, was that a poor country people thing where, you know, that your parents would put out fake presents in the weeks leading up to Christmas and it'd be just an empty box? Does that still happen?
What?
Did that happen in your house?
What? They tempted you with fake presents that you were so excited about, and then you opened them on Christmas morning and there's nothing there.
No. They're there as show. I just don't... Obviously, Santa was bringing the presents, but this tree would... Or surrounding the tree would be wrapped boxes, but there'd be nothing in them.
Wow.
This is kind of like a metaphor for Mayo football fans, isn't it?
You know,
there's that Sam Maguire kind of so tempting. It looks, it's nearly there. We nearly have it, and then you open it all up, and it's like it's not there.
Jesus, Stephen.
And somebody else has bought all the nice presents. Is that what you're saying?
That's the hardest thing anybody's ever said. Wow. Right, we are talking about Christmas presents for football fans. It's a Deal or No Deal, our Christmas special. Why is Mo Salah the first name on our Deal or No Deal Christmas special?
Well, this is it's been an interesting few days, I suppose, with the with Mo Salah. He gave this interview to the Spanish publication AS, and I don't know how organic this interview and questions were. Like, it sounded like something that maybe an agent had kind of fed the questions to the interviewer, and Mo Salah knew exactly what he wanted to say. He spoke about being upset at not being made captain for the Champions League match against Midtjylland. He also said that he was open to the idea, or liked the idea of perhaps playing for Barcelona or Real Madrid at some point in his career. Now, I suppose I was mulling this over last night. You're kind of thinking, why is he doing this? Like, you know, is he either, he's angling for a better contract, his contract's another 2.5 years left to run, or is he actually looking for a move away? And I just think that the interview did seem a little bit too staged. And, you know, for a player like Mo Salah, where he's at Liverpool, a team that's, you know, almost guaranteed to win a couple of trophies over the next couple of seasons under Jurgen Klopp, why would you leave there for, you know, two La Liga clubs who look, you know, in really bad state at the moment? Barcelona are awful. Real Madrid, you'd feel, maybe have a bit of quality on that side that can come back in the second half of the season.
Why do you think Steve Oaks money?
Yeah, look, I think, remember Roy Keane used to do this, didn't he? Remember, you know, anytime Roy Keane's contract was up for grabs, Inter Milan or Real Madrid would be talked about in the press. So I think that's what this is about. I think it's about Mo Salah looking for an improved deal. I think he signed £200,000 a week deal. That's what they report anyway. And I would imagine, because of what he's achieved since signing his last contract, he's won a Premier League, won a Champions League. I think he feels that he's probably worth more than £200,000 a week, and that's exactly actually what he's doing right now. So I don't think there's going to be a move for Mo Salah out of Liverpool.
He's going to be 29 by the time this season finishes, and the way Liverpool work in the transfer market, no team is going to get him on the cheap. There's going to be no thanks for all your years of service, Mo. Off you go for 80 million quid to Real Madrid. Like, we've seen Liverpool get 20 million for Dominic Solanke, 15 million for Jordan Ibe. Michael Edwards is the master in the transfer market. So the sheer fee for Salah would have to be up at 120, 150 million. Are Real Madrid or Barcelona going to invest that in a 29-year-old? I can't see it. And I think it is looking for a better contract. He is at an awkward age, because if you're Liverpool offering a 5-year deal at 350 grand a week, like, that's bringing him up to 34. All those players are there on their dynamism, their speed, the first couple of yards. He's not going to be the same player by the time he gets to 33, 34. You expect, though, look at what Ronaldo and Messi have done, and maybe he is actually not far off that level. But I think he would cost so much. He is the superstar in that team. He is the one that the kids want the name on the back of the jersey. He is the biggest star out of that Liverpool side. And the surprising thing, and maybe it shows the level Liverpool have got to, is that this sort of speculation hasn't actually happened that much over the last 2 or 3 years. That you do look around, it takes a bit of getting used to that Liverpool are among the big dogs of European football, that they don't need to sell these players. Like, there's very little speculation around Mane, around Firmino, around any of the real talents in that Liverpool side. So I just can't see it.
Okay.
Yeah, and as well, as you say, Nathan, as well, you know, who's the number one manager that every player in Europe wants to work with at the moment? It's Jurgen Klopp. Like, he's the best manager in Europe at the moment. And as you say about his longevity, he's a teetotaler as well. He really looks after himself. So I think he has a good chance of prolonging his career into his late 30s, like Ronaldo or Messi. And like those two players, you don't sell a player like Salah when he's at his peak. You know,
it's not the right age to sell him. If you can get to 31, 32 and then get some money back from him, that's the right thing to do, where you replace him with a younger model at that point. But is there any prospect maybe of them picking off two or three of the best players at Barcelona? They're young kids, are sensational. A couple of 18, 19-year-olds who, in Liverpool's team for the next decade, you might think, well, that I'm happy to do that deal. Is there nothing here at all, Nathan?
That there could be some sort of a swap. Why would Barcelona sell any of these quality young players? It feels as though it's going to be a long rebuilding job. And okay, Mo Salah gives you an instant hit. But of the 17, 18-year-olds, of the likes of Pedri or Ansu Fati, I don't think they're going to sell those guys. So, like, you're swapping them for Ousmane Dembele?
I don't think so.
I don't see that being a deal for Liverpool.
It's the two kids.
And why would Barca let them go?
Okay, so he's going to get a pay rise, is what we're saying. Is that it?
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Like, 4-year deal, $300,000 a week. And he deserves it. He should be on whatever the top wage in the Premier League is on. Mo Salah should be on.
He's underpaid. Like, is he getting paid less than David De Gea, or is he getting paid the same as David De Gea? It's close enough.
Well, David De Gea's deal, not $330,000 a week.
Well, then he should be going on strike until he's getting more than... Look at that guy. I want more than him. Look how crappy he is.
In fairness, I'd say half the Manchester United players are thinking I should be going on strike, considering how much that lad has taken home.
Right. According to the Mirror, Liverpool have now joined Manchester United and Manchester City in the race to sign Jack Grealish, with Aston Villa braced for bids for their England midfielder. Steve-O, the chances of Jack Grealish joining Liverpool?
I don't think he's a Jurgen Klopp player. And if there is any kind of truth in this report that Liverpool are in there, I nearly think that that's almost like... you know, a bit like Pep Guardiola bidding on Alexis Sanchez. It's almost just kind of getting in there to crank up the price on your rivals. Look, and listen, I've been critical of Jack Grealish in the past, and I was before this season started. I would have concerns if I was a manager about his work rate, about his willingness to get back and dig out and help his teammates sometimes when the going gets tough. I will say for the first half of the season he's been excellent.
Yeah, come on. Apologise to Jack Grealish. Come on.
No, come on. What I will say,
he reigned on his parade pre season, and look at him, one of the best players in the Premier League.
And the player that also dives the most in the Premier League.
Ah, he gets fouled the most. What are you talking about?
He's an absolute disgrace.
Kicked, Steve-O. You love skilled players and like he just needs a little bit of protection. He's the perfect footballer.
He's a Man United player, definitely. I could definitely see United coming in there. There's talk they're looking for a winger. This guy Diallo is coming in from Atalanta. Maybe they need somebody on the opposite side as well, on the left-hand side. I think he's got the glamour. He gets into trouble every now and again. He's got a bit of a rock and roll star about him. I think he's definitely Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, man.
This January, any possibility? I don't think there's no way Villa need to sell him. But is there any prospect of anybody making a bid for him in January?
I can't see anybody being tempted in January because Villa just won't sell. He signed a new long-term contract. There's no need. They're playing well. You can wait till the summer, guarantee your safety, try and avoid that horrendous 12-game losing streak that you're expecting to happen at some stage, Jared.
Dude, they win their two games at hand. They're up to third.
Not every team can win all their games at hand. The amount of teams that are going to do something if they win their games at hand this season. I think Klopp could turn him into a Liverpool player. Like, if he stops throwing himself to the ground, like, he couldn't play the way he plays right now for Liverpool. Because you look at, say, Sadio Mane out in that left-hand side, how often he comes back from his own half to pick the ball up. And the first thing he does is turn and sweep it forward. The first thing Grealish does is wait for a little clip in the ankle and throw himself to the ground.
I mean, that's slow actually it down not true. That's obviously... again. That they play a different style of football from Liverpool. If he was told that this is the style of football that you need to play, he seems relatively gifted with the ball at his feet. It looks like you might be able to explain something.
Yeah, definitely.
Is he a replacement for Wijnaldum if Wijnaldum was to leave for a free transfer, or is he looking at, you know, Thiago being fit and being able to have Naby Keita available? I think Jack Grealish would add to any of them squads, and you're right, I think Klopp could turn him into the player he wants to turn him into. The premium that you would have to pay for Jack Grealish, like, you are even still looking at what, 80 million for Jack Grealish right now? It does look as though there's more of a spot from either United or certainly Manchester City.
All right, Leeds United.
He's got England caps now as well, so obviously adds to his value. So
100 million, yeah. Leeds United are interested in Spain winger Adama Traore, with his future at Wolves in doubt because of a lack of playing time. Are you buying this, Steve-O?
Yeah, I could definitely see it. I could see him playing in a Bielsa team. Last season it was funny because he was getting into the team and he was almost, I suppose nullifying Matt Doherty's threat last season, because he was given that kind of wide right role in the Wolves attack, which is kind of taking up the space that Matt Doherty used to like to occupy for Wolves when he was attacking from the fullback or wing back position. The two of them just didn't seem to work together. Then you thought when Matt Doherty moved off that, you know, it was going to be all Traore down that right-hand side for Wolves. But he just doesn't seem to be... Yeah. I don't know if there's been a falling out there or something with Nuno Espirito Santo. He just doesn't seem to be getting the chances or the amount of starts that you would have expected him to get. Nelson Semedo, the right wing-back they brought in from Barcelona, like, he's good, but he's not providing that same kind of attacking threat that Matt Doherty did. Nor Traore when he is playing that wide attacking role out on the right. So he strikes me as a man who's maybe a little bit, I suppose, perplexed with his situation out at the club, in the sense that Doherty's gone, but yet he's still not a first choice player in that team. He's been left on the bench quite a lot. So I think if Leeds were interested, I could definitely see him fitting into a Bielsa style team with his aggression, his strength and his pace. And I think if that offer came in, I think Traore himself would be definitely up for it.
Nathan, is Adama Traore slightly overrated?
Possibly. I think he was so good at his very best in 4 or 5 games last season. You thought if he was in a team where he could repeat that consistently, he could be among the very best. But it's hard to know because he just doesn't get a run of games. And you sort of have to remind yourself that Wolves aren't in Europe. Every time you look at the 11, you see him on the bench, you kind of go, oh, well, obviously they're giving him a rest, but they're not. He's just been dropped.
Yeah.
And Nuno has changed the system. He likes Neto and Pedence. He obviously feels they work a little bit harder than Traore. You still feel the improvement he showed over the space of a year at Wolves, if he can add a little bit more in a team where he's playing week in, week out, he could be
okay,
as good as everybody expects. But for Leeds, they signed Rodrigo during the summer from Valencia for, was it 27, 28 million? And that's their club record. You're looking at probably 45, 50 million for Traore. Have they got that level that they can go and invest?
They might have, yeah. They've got,
they also have that kid, Poveda, who's been on as a sub a few times for Leeds. He's an excellent player. And again, he's probably, well, he can play either side, but he will probably provide that attacking kind of role down that right-hand side that Leeds need if they need it.
And you don't want to block his opportunity. Right, hold it there a second, lads. We're giving people one final chance to enter our competition. It is for a €100 one-for-all gift voucher, the perfect last-minute Christmas gift. Available for purchase from post offices nationwide right up until closing time, which is 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve. All you got to do, identify our mystery voice and WhatsApp your answer to 087-9180-180. Who dis?
If any one of you feels a little bit of fatigue, you had 3 days to rest. I don't think it's fatigue. I don't think it is.
Right, you know the answer to that. Send it to 087-9180-180. We're quick fire. We've 2 minutes left. Manchester United are hopeful they can beat the likes of Real Madrid and Barcelona to the signature of Austrian defender David Alaba, who was out of contract at Bayern Munich in the summer. Shaw, Telles, Williams, Alaba. Another left back for Solskjaer, Steve-O.
Well, he can play centre-half, Kelly, as well, which is where he's been playing for Bayern Munich. And I think this would be a superb signing. If you get this guy on the cheap, he's got, what, 2 Champions League, 6 Bundesliga titles, I think. He's still only 28, Austrian international, at his peak for a centre-half. I know he's maybe not flavour of the month in Germany over the last season or so, but I think he'd be a really good signing if he's available. Definitely, I could see United maybe picking him up as somebody to play alongside Harry Maguire, maybe.
Yeah. Nathan, though, it's he's going to be available for free, or you can pay something, I presume. There's a knockdown price. Liverpool in need of a centre-back. Stick him in the team now.
Well, the way world football has gone, Liverpool are one of Bayern Munich's great rivals right now, because you feel it's going to be the two of them battling it out for the Champions League. So I don't think it'll happen in January. It does seem to be undermining a lot of what Bayern Munich are trying to do this season, the constant speculation, because defensively they've been all over the place this season so far. And Alaba trying to find one partner, never mind letting him go. I'd imagine they're going to throw money at him over the next 6 months to try and tie him down, because he's going to be a centre-back. Whichever team he goes to, you'd imagine he's going to slot in at centre-back rather than left-back. But I don't think there's any chance of Bayern letting him go in January.
Steve, you've been watching a bit of Real Madrid recently in La Liga. Things not going great for them. Varane is apparently available, being watched by Premier League clubs. He's a world-class defender at his peak.
Yeah, I'm not too sure if Real would definitely offload him, but I was just watching a couple of weeks ago against Athletic Bilbao and one of the other games well before that, and they're an absolute mess. Like, there's no game plan, there's no, you know, Zidane just looks a little bit lost there. Now, look, they've definitely got the quality that can improve in the second half of the season, but the likes of Modric and that, like, Kroos doesn't look great at the moment. He's 30 years of age. Modric is 34, I think. And I just think a player like Varane, like, if you met the trophies he's won at his age, he's a World Cup winner, and he's still only 26, centre-half. I just think that the money's in the Premier League at the moment. And I just think if one of the Premier League sides could afford him, Chelsea, I think we're linked with him as well, if they can afford him, now's the time to get him. You know, it's kind of take him out in the chopper of Vietnam really at the moment.
All right, Christian Eriksen to Arsenal. Nathan, is that exactly what Mikel Arteta needs? Is like somebody who used to be a favourite from your main rivals just as things go to hell?
And has done nothing over the last year since he left that club. Really,
or the last 6 months before he left them either.
Exactly. So it feels a little bit like an Alexis Sanchez to Manchester United. Does it suddenly click back into place? What can save Arsenal right now? It feels like you need a big personality. Maybe he brings the best out of Aubameyang. He can move Aubameyang to a more central position. Like Christian Eriksen, does it feel like we're getting one over on our old rivals? No. I don't think so. It's not going to save them at all.
All right, last one is Arsenal. How have I done that one? I have. Sorry. Leverkusen have approached Manchester United about signing Brandon Williams on a permanent deal. Steve, this might... Are we looking at a transfer window where almost nothing happens except Brandon Williams joining Bayer Leverkusen?
Possibly. I think Brandon Williams is a superb player, and I can't believe the way he's been so limited with his opportunities. He's only had one substitute appearance in the Premier League this season. I think this kid is really good. I've seen him in the flesh a couple of times. I think that game against Sheffield United last season, the 3-3, he was absolutely done down that Sheffield United right-hand side. But he was playing beside Phil Jones in a back three as a wing back. I think he's really talented. I think he needs to look at somebody like John Joe Kenny, who isn't as talented as he is, but he went off to Schalke, got a full season under his belt, and perhaps going to a team like Leverkusen, or maybe going to give Bayern Munich a bit of pressure in the Bundesliga race this season, would be really good for his development.
Deal or no deal, happy Christmas to you, folks.
Happy Christmas, Chair.
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking, regretting it. What have I done? Like, I walked into a circus. It's amazing, isn't it?
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.